Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Coming up in an hour, we will be speaking to an NFL insider, an Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. You've seen him on the NFL Network. He'll be brought to you by Dell Technologies, Small Business Podference 2.0 podcast series available on Odyssey.com. Right now. And joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is a unique perspective regarding the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education's bombshell that was dropped last week, Larry.
Yes, Dr. Frank Stetter is not only the mayor of California, Pennsylvania, but he's also a professor at California University in their music department. And Mayor, Professor, we welcome you to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, you probably have the most unique perspective because you have to deal as mayor with the economic issues that will surround any kind of shrinkage of the population of the university. How big a role does CalU play on California, PA?
Well, California University is definitely the one of the largest, probably the largest employer of our borough residents, definitely.
And California PA... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to that, I mean, the student rentals in town as well. So it definitely has an impact on our borough.
Absolutely. And I heard that up to 25% of the faculty and staff involved at the universities are going to be merged. So that means a lot less foot traffic in town and a lot less income in town and a lot less spending as well.
Right.
So you have any idea of what the game plan is and how to calculate what that impact might be?
We really don't. I know the enrollment's been down throughout all the state schools as it is, and we've definitely seen a decline of foot traffic in town before COVID even hit. So when the pandemic hit and everything went virtual, that had a huge impact. But now we get emails as a professor, we get emails almost weekly, if not twice a week, updating us on everything that's going on. And there's a constant change, so we really still don't have a clear vision of what this is going to entail.
And as a mayor of California, PA, what are some of the concerns or conversations you're having with business owners?
Well, it's always been a struggle, again, since the enrollment's gone down, trying to keep everything afloat. A lot of the people that invested in rental properties for the students in town are concerned, you know, will they ever be able to fill everything back up? So if we have less students here on campus at Cal, you know, what is that going to do for them? Always trying to find people that are interested in bringing businesses into town, you know, especially with it being a college town, you know, to attract more people to move in. So, you know, now they're hesitant to do that as well.
As a music professor, haven't the arts been kind of under siege, too, in the last few years, pre-COVID, just in general at the high school level and even at collegiate level, right?
Yeah, it's always been a big swinging pendulum. You know, it depends on where you are at the time. You know, it goes up, it goes down. So it's always been down. I've seen a decrease in enrollment in the music program at CalU since we had it there in the time I've been there. COVID obviously put a huge impact on that. So now, hopefully things are going to go up, especially if this integration happens. We at California will have the music program for the three schools.
California, PA, Clarion, Edinburgh, they're not expecting a reduction in students, the number of students that go there. This is just more of a merger of the staff behind the scenes. So what percentage of the economic engine of California, PA is California University of Pennsylvania?
Oh, boy, that's, probably 40%.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, so goes the university, so goes the town, apparently, right?
Right.
Well, I'm curious, Doc, since you're the mayor, a PhD, professor, why did you want to be the mayor when you're a professor of music? You may be the only mayor in America who's also a professor of music at the college level.
You're probably one of the only professors that actually lives in town.
There's a small handful of us, but there's not many. I think the problem is I just don't know how to say no when people ask me to do things.
Wow, that's quite a burden.
I grew up in California. So, growing up in California, I'm always invested in the community, involved in the fire department as well. I love the town.
Oh, wow. And, is this the biggest hurdle you've faced in your time as an adult being a professional in the town?
Oh, yes, definitely. You compact the merger with COVID. This has been crazy. It's been an insane year.
When do you expect to hear the final word on what the game plan is going to be for you, Clarion, and Edinburgh?
I know they voted on Monday. I think we have a 120-day period where everybody gets to voice their concerns and opinions, so I think they're going to make the final vote after that.
And is there any inner conflict between being the mayor and being a professor and seeing both sides of the story, or can you be pretty neutral in all that?
It's challenging at times, but I do my best to walk a fine line in the middle and try not to lead between the two roles.
I think you have the most unique perspective of anybody involved in this struggle.
They better listen to you, Doc, if you got something to say.
I agree.
Dr. Frank Stetter, mayor of California, PA, professor of music at California University, and volunteer fireman. Other than that, he's doing nothing with his life. You've set the bar kind of high, Doc. Thanks for the time. I appreciate the time today, and good luck. We'll check in with you as we get the final word and see what happens in the future.
Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.